If you wasn't white, you know, you was in trouble, you know.
Herman Rumlin, a student at Monroe Community College, directs a tour of Joseph Avenue. His group is one of three visiting the site of the July 1964 riots. Unlike most of his classmates, Rumlin grew up in this neighborhood and was witness to the events as a 14-year-old.
I seen African-American Latinos get beat down by RPD for no reason at all.
Rumlin isn't the only one who remembers Rochester police targeting groups for merely walking down the road. On July 24, 1964, Daryl Porter, 14 at the time, was at the block party where what began as a clash with police has come to be known as the Rochester race riots. In hindsight, he believes, had police taken a more moderate approach, violence could have been avoided.
My friend Randy, who was intoxicated that night and loud and boisterous.
The crowd wanted to take the man home, but the police insisted on arresting him.
Our image of when you go in that wagon, we know what's going to happen to you. You know, when you get downtown, we know what's going to happen to you. And we're not going to allow it because
Porter
no
said
reason.
The officers didn't take kindly to being contradicted.
They were determined to take him, and we were determined to take him home, as opposed to them taking him to jail. Then all hell broke out.
Rochester Police Deputy Chief of Operations Fred Bell was one of the first African Americans on the force when he was hired in 1967.
Community relations was you do what we tell you, when we tell you, and we'll get along.
Bell says the department has come a long way since then. But not everyone agrees. A survey released this year of the community's perceptions of RPD showed while overall most city residents, 70%, have a favorable impression of the department, when the results are narrowed, non-white Rochesterians are most likely to report an unfavorable impression of police. Furthermore, of the people of color surveyed, 59.3% reported distrust of police. 2013 saw a number of highly publicized incidents where RPD officers were accused of brutalizing black residents. In May of last year, Mary Adams, a school board member, and her husband Ricardo Adams were both witnesses to an altercation between police officers and Benny War, a paraplegic. The Adams say they saw police wrestle War out of his wheelchair onto the pavement. Mary explains she saw the aggression continue.
I witnessed a very, very violent kick to his head, where I was literally 3 or 4 feet away. I mean, there was no question.
For the Adams and others like them in Rochester, after seeing what they call clear police brutality, they're skeptical of how far things have come since 1964. Professor of Criminal Justice at RIT, John Clofus, says it's important to remember that even with intense media attention, highly publicized allegations of abuse are not characteristic of RPD as a whole.
Although they may be indicative that you got to do something, and I think following those incidents, there were major changes in the police department that were prompted by those incidents.
Some of those changes include a review of the police oversight process, a new police chief, and a reorganization to move to smaller sections that get more officers in specific community beats. Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at Monroe Community College, Joe Sternick, calls the new community policing model a way to get citizens and officers more acquainted with one another.
But the perception drives reality. Relationships between police and community are driven by perceptions.
Both criminal justice professors warn that community police relationships cannot be scrutinized in a vacuum. Like they were in 1964, issues of poverty, housing, jobs, and education remain problematic, and they have a dramatic effect on communities, including crime. Today, there are more organizations to step in to help ease tensions. The Center for Dispute Settlement, which runs the Civilian Review Board, is charged with auditing complaints against RPD. Frank Liberti is the director of Police Community Relations Programs at the center, which he describes as an outgrowth of the civil rights movement. Liberti says there's no question in his mind that RPD is making strides to improve their internal culture and relations with the city.
And if there and when there are complaints about an officer and they're investigated, we make sure that those investigations are again, fair, thorough, and timely.
However, the CRB itself has been criticized for being as opaque as the police department. But Liberti says reviews must remain confidential to protect the process. Back on Joseph Avenue, Rumlin reports already seeing officers doing what the reorganization is meant to do.
I see now they get into the neighborhood more. They walk and talk to the people like we're doing now. I done seen them walk down the street. I done seen them going to different stores, different areas. You know, I done seen them talk to older people and younger people, you know. So I guess It's changed a lot.
Michelle Faust, WXXI News.